hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All series of areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. There is a mini boom going on in Denver, Colorado. Tech workers have been moving there from around the country to cash in on the opportunities. What they have found is an underrated music, culture and food scene that is beginning to make noise nationally. Monocle's Darren Steinke takes us on a food tour of Denver's oldest neighborhood named Lodo.
The capital of the U.S. state of Colorado, Denver, is a quickly growing metropolis just east of the Rocky Mountains. Nicknamed the Mile High City because its official elevation is exactly 1 mile above sea level, one might also argue that the range of soft drugs that have been recently legalized in the state contribute to that moniker. Among a cannabis business boom and an influx of tech workers and tourism, Denver has a thriving music, art, and food scene. The 105th meridian west of Greenwich passes directly through Denver Union Station, which puts us squarely in the Mountain Time Zone. This is where we begin our tour of Lodo, or the Lower Downtown District of Denver. Originally settled in the mid-1800s during the Pikes Peak Gold Rush, Lodo was one of the first encampments of the city that would become Denver. Merchants in the area traded livestock and goods, but more importantly, they offered the good stuff. Gambling, saloons, you know. Fast forward 150 years, and Lodo had become a ghost town in the 1980s and 90s. The neighborhood's resurgence was sparked by Major League Baseball's Colorado Rockies moving into the area in 1995, followed by the Avalanche in 99. These days, fans of several professional teams who play in the area come for a nosh and a sip before or after the game. Union Station is an airy, Beaux-Arts-style transport hub originally constructed in 1914 and restored in 2014. It's the center of rail and bus transit in Colorado and houses the 112-room Crawford Hotel, along with several restaurants and retailers. May through October, you can pop in on a Saturday to visit the bustling farmers market, squeeze some tomatoes from one of the many local farms, test some fresh honey from Colorado's Highland Honey, or find that elusive mushroom you need to complete a dish from Mile High Fungi. Better yet, pull up a chair at Pig Train Coffee and watch everyone else do those things. You're going to need your energy for a walk on the 16th Street Mall as we head towards Blake Street. Even today, there's gold in Lodo, but it comes in the form of expensive real estate. The vintage brick buildings of the early 1900s have survived to become a recent hotspot for lofts and apartments. Anchored by the Wincott Brewing Company, there are plenty of choices for local beer, spirits, and laughs as we wander in and around 16th Avenue. A burrito or bowl at Illegal Pete's is tempting, and all the screens in the room will get you in the mood to cheer on your team. As we reach Blake Street, we'll step off the mall and into local chef owner Lon Semenzma's tasty world of Cholon. It's been said that when you enter Cholon, you get a little taller, a little better looking, and suddenly you have a little more money. The aroma whisks you to South Asia, while the high ceilings, massive windows, marble floors, and concrete pillars offer much more space than those crowded streets. Simple share plates, entrees, and desserts blend Pan-Asian flavors into the big market concept that gives Cholon its name. Try the Vietnamese lamb kebab with garlic crema, pickled cucumber, and watercress. Or, arguably, the bistro's greatest hit, the delectable French onion soup dumplings. They have a heady swirl of sweet onion and gruyere. Tamarind-flavored sodas and cocktails complement the menu with their fruity sweetness and lightly grassy finish. Happy hour is an important part of the culture in Denver, and one of the liveliest spots to find unique fare and refreshment is Vesta on Blake and 18th. Warm wood, bare brick, and a youthful din greet you at the long bar, and the aroma of fire-grilled meats fills the space between conversations. I had the char siu pork bites. Vesta offers house-cured meats on their charcuterie boards that feature just the right mix of apricot jam, candied walnuts, black pepper truffle honey, and house-made mustard. Sharing? Optional. They have a simple bar menu that offers both the high-minded barrel-aged Negroni and the get-her-done Beam Banquet and Belly, which is a shot of Jim Beam, a bottle of Coors, and the aforementioned pork belly bites. No trip to Denver, let alone Lodo, is complete without a visit to the twinkling lights of Larimer Square. Between the independent boutiques, mid-century furniture stores, and even a doggy spa, there may not be time to eat. But please, make time. Several chef-owned restaurants dot the square, so maybe try the White Gazpacho at Rioja or Steak Frites at the charming Bistro Vendome. When you're done, keep your fork, because there's pie. The antique register, checkered floors, and classic red bar stools of Wednesday's Pie roll back the clock to the 50s. Old-fashioned flavors of pie are made fresh daily, and you can buy them whole or by the slice. Might I suggest a classic apple pie made with Colorado apples, homemade caramel sauce, and a dash of cinnamon and nutmeg? As a bonus, it's the front to the Green Russell cocktail joint that's just beyond the stainless steel swinging door. Pull up a craft G&T and relax. You've done some good work today. For Monocle in Denver, Colorado, I'm Darren Steinke.
This has been episode number 148 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Darren for today's tour in Denver. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.